Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek 86, Pei Vav. In this Perek, we are reacquainted with David HaMelech. We have not heard his name for quite some time. This is the only Perek within the third Sefer of Tehillim where we actually hear his name. And this Perek, uncharacteristically, begins not as a mizmar or a shir or lamanatseach, but as a tefillah. Tefillah le David. This is clearly a very significant perek, a very significant tefillah. A couple of psukim from this perek are invoked in our tefillos on Yom Kippur. We see the theme of rachamim and chanun, Hashem's mercy that is weaved throughout this perek, since David, and by extension, we ask for assistance from Hashem, even if we are not worthy, that Hashem should show mercy on us. Pasuk Aleph 1, Tefillah le David, Hatei Hashem aznacha aneni, ki ani ve'evyon ani. A song of David that he may have composed while on the run from Shaul, but certainly he composed this prayer because of his own experiences, and they are applicable to us for any time that we may face challenging or frightening situations. Turn your ear, Hashem, and answer me, because I am impoverished, ki ani ve'evyon ani. Prayer is needed in times of physical as well as spiritual danger, and this perek, like most of Tehillim, encompasses both aspects. David, as the ultimate shaliach tzibur, prays for his own physical safety, but as we know, his songs were composed on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. David HaMelech begins his supplication from a point of humility, from the perspective that perhaps he is undeserving. Listen to me, God, ki ani ve'evyon. Listen, because I am a pauper who is in dire need of everything, because I am in such a low point in my life. Or listen to me, ki, even though I am impoverished spiritually and I may not be deserving. This is a model of how we approach tefillah. We approach God with humility. This is one of the reasons we bend our knees and bow during Shemona Esrei, Baruch Atah. We are humbling ourselves. Rav Sham Shemerfal Hirsch points out that the goal of tefillah should be, quote, not so much to obtain the desired help as to reassure oneself of God's nearness in times of trouble. The awareness of this nearness is in itself the answer to prayer, unquote. In addition, he continues, tefillah may come from the word palel, judgment, pei lamed lamed, self-assessment. Since tefillah can be transformative, it brings connection to God as well as a new perspective, a judgment on oneself. In this way, the prayer, the tefillah, gives us solace in challenging times. David HaMelech will then offer reasons that Hashem should give him protection and listen to his prayers. Pasuk Beis 2, Shamra nafshi ki chasidani, hosha avdecha ata elokai, haboteach elecha. Preserve my life, because I am devout. Save your servant, deliver your servant who trusts in you. Chaneni Hashem ki elecha ekra kol hayom in Pasuk Gimel. Have mercy on me, chanein, like v'eschanan, amatnas chinam. Give me a free gift, even if I do not deserve it, because I call you all day long. David asks, as we said, not just protection physically, but protection spiritually. As we have said, shamra nafshi, guard my soul. I have proven to be your devout follower, often giving up on my own needs for your sake, Hashem. Ki chasid ani. Rashi points out that David is pleading his case to Hashem since he had been the target of so much derision and cursing, yet he remained silent and accepted the taunts when it came to his own kavod. As the Medrash tells us, Misha shomea kilaso v'shosek v'safek biyado limchos v'shosek nikra chasid. V'David kara atzmo chasid lifi sheshama kilaso v'shasak. David HaMelech heard all of the taunts and the curses, yet he remained silent. And he who remains silent is called a chassid, says the Medrash. If we recall, however, David does remain silent when he himself is cursed. He does not necessarily lash out, but he does not remain silent when Klal Yisrael or when Hashem is cursed. For that, he flexes his muscles. Recall Goliath, the Plishti who terrorized the nation along with cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, Goliath taunts and threatens the people. Ki l'charef es Yisrael oleh. He came up to curse Klal Yisrael. And to that, David challenges. What should be done for the man who strikes this plishti and removes the shame from amongst Klal Yisrael? Vehesir cherpa me'al Yisrael. Ki miha plishti ha'arel hazeh, ki cheiref ma'achos elokim chayim. Who does this plishti think he is that he can curse God? When it came to his own insults, David HaMelech remained silent. Consider the insults of Shimi ben Gera that were hurled at him. David's men urge him to take action and he refuses. But when it comes to cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cursing Klal Yisrael, then David does not remain silent. He acts. Note how David teaches us in Pasuk Gimel something fundamental about prayer, that we pray to Hashem in times of trouble, but we should not forget to engage in tefillah by yom, when things seem more pleasant. Every situation, joy, sorrow, fear, contentment, we should be drawn to prayer. We should be drawn to it in every circumstance. Chaneni Hashem ke'elecha ekra kol hayom. I call out to God in every situation, every day. And continues David, why answer my prayer? Because it will bring the ultimate joy and it will elevate my soul. Sameach nefesh avdecha, ki elecha Hashem nafshi esa. David needs protection from physical harm, but his ultimate quest is his spiritual well-being. Sameach nefesh avdecha. My ultimate happiness is when my soul is content. And the complete actualization of this will occur in Olam Haba. And Pasuk 5, hey, and since I want the ultimate joy, the way that I achieve this is really through forgiveness. I am not free from sin. I sinned against you, Hashem, but I also call out to you to help me rid myself from that sin. Ki ata Hashem tov v'salach, v'rav chesed l'chol karecha. I know that Hashem is good and forgiving, and he has abundance of chesed to all that call out to him. These are words that we invoke in our tefillah of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. Very powerful words. We all have those times in our lives when we are in predicaments. Our call to Hashem for help is a visceral reaction of the religious Jew. But tefillah is not just a list of wants and needs and a plea for a lifeline. It is a plea for the soul to achieve closeness. And one method is to be introspective. And part of being introspective is asking for forgiveness. You know that there are studies that those who engage in prayer, particularly during difficult times, fare better than those who do not. We grow emotionally and spiritually from prayer. We become more self-aware, more self-reflective, which augments not just our relationship with Hashem, but with other people in our orbit. In Psukim 6 and 7, Vav and Zion, the Psukim continue along similar lines, where David continues his calling out to God for assistance. Hazina Hashem tefilasi v'hakshiva b'kol tachanunasai. Listen to my tefillah, attend to the voice of my pleas. B'yom sarasi ekra'eka ki ta'aneni. I call out to you in times of trouble because I am confident that you will answer me. En pasuk ches 8, ein kamocha b'elokim Hashem ve'ein kamasecha. This is a pasuk that we say as the Torah is taken out of the Aron on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Torah that testifies to the fact that there is no one like God. Ein kamocha b'elokim Hashem ve'ein kamasecha. And therefore, that's why I'm praying to you. Psukim Tes and Yud 9 and 10 speak of a time when all of the nations will come to this realization as well. Kol goyim asher asisa yavo v'yishtachavu lefanecha Hashem v'chabdu lishmecha ki gadol ata ve'osen nefla'os ata elokim levadecha. All the nations will come and pay homage to you and bow to you, and they will realize your greatness and there is no one like you. I know a time when all will recognize you, Hashem, but in the meantime, I myself, says David, or we are speaking, because David is speaking on our behalf, I myself need more help with understanding your complete greatness. I need to understand how should I conduct myself, which will lead me to this ultimate realization that there is no one like God. Hareini Hashem darkecha ahalech ba'amitecha, we say in Pasuk 11, Yud Aleph. Show me the correct path so that I am completely dedicated to you. Yached levavi liyireh shemecha, so that I am completely focused on fearing your name. David asks that his actions be pure, that his actions reflect his dedication to Hashem. This is really a life's work, to be consistent. David asks for something very real. He wants to have integrity, since human nature is that it is often easy to fool ourselves into thinking that we have good intentions. Ahalech ba'amitecha. It's so difficult to really attain honesty and not have any ulterior motives to our actions when we think about our daily affairs. I had to do it. It was for the public good. They needed to hear it. I had no other choice. These are excuses that we perhaps give ourselves, sometimes valid and other times perhaps not so valid. If we contemplate this pasuk, it is indeed a very sobering pasuk that we should seek out our real motivations for our actions in our personal and public lives. Horeini Hashem derkecha aleich ba'amitecha yached levavi liyireh shemecha. The parak continues in Psukim 12 through 14, Yud Beis through Yud Daled, with David promising to thank Hashem if his tefillos are answered. And he feels Hashem's salvation because he knows that Hashem has saved him in the past. And in Pasuk Tesvav 15, this is a portion of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim that Hashem gives over to Moshe after the Chet HaEgel as a formula for forgiveness. These very words are invoked by David as well, and these are words that we say on Yom Kippur when we ask for forgiveness. Just as David HaMelech does in the beginning of our perek, he states that he is not deserving, but asks for Hashem's kindness in dealing with him. David's enemies act cruelly, but you, Hashem, are merciful. So he says, Va'ata Hashem kel rachum v'chanun, erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emes. You are full of compassion. And Tezayin 16, Penei Eli, turn to me, v'chaneni t'na'uzcha la'avdecha v'hoshia leven amasecha. Face me, Hashem, do not turn your face away from me. And give strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant, v'hoshia leben amasecha. Here, David and we invoke the fact that we are a child of a mother who gave birth to us, a mother who is full of compassion for her children and will stop at nothing to protect them. Perhaps a parallel that when we pray for a chola, we refer to the sick person's mother and not the father, ploni, ben, or bas plonis, to invoke a feminine, motherly rachamei shamayim. Pasuk Yud Zion 17, Asei imi os letova v'yir'u sonai v'yevoshu. Show me a sign that you are with me, that you are, show me a good sign so that my enemies will be shamed. Ki ata Hashem azartani v'nichamtani, because in the past you have aided me and you have consoled me. Let my enemies know that you have not abandoned me. This perek, as we said, is associated with David HaMelech when he was on the run from Shaul. David HaMelech had many detractors throughout his life, and he was suspect by many for much of his life as not being fit to be king because of his questionable lineage. Finally, during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when the doors of the Beis HaMikdash would not open, until Shlomo asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open the doors in David's merit, the doors then opened. As David HaMelech says, it is stated in Divrei HaYamim, Hashem Elokim Al Tashev Pnei Mishichecha Zachra L'chasdei David Avdecha. Please, Hashem, don't turn your face from your anointed one. Remember the chesed of David, your servant. In his merit, says Shlomo, open the doors. The request, Aseimi Os Latova, was fulfilled posthumously. David's request was answered after his death, when Shlomo HaMelech invoked his zechus. Then the doors opened. Then the people understood that David was legitimate. We conclude this very powerful perek, a model of the stance that we take when we approach Hashem via tefillah, a stance of humility, asking for rachamim, invoking our own zechuyos, and approaching Hashem with complete honesty. Thank you for studying together. Le'inoy Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas, Chaim Leib.